Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A male candidate for governor in Mississippi has refused to be interviewed by a female journalist unless she brings along a male colleague. That female journalist is Larison Campbell of Mississippi Today, and she is on our newsline joining us from Jackson, Mississippi. Larison, tell us how all this started with Republican gubernatorial candidate Robert Foster.
Sure, Steve. So, I've actually had a pretty longstanding working relationship with this candidate. And Mississippi Today, our Republican gubernatorial primary is less than 4 weeks away. So we're really kind of going hard into, you know, coverage, in-depth coverage on each candidate. So we've been doing these ride-alongs. We did one with both of Representative Foster's opponents. And so when it came time to pitch a ride-along for Representative Foster, I was the one who pitched it because I've been covering him actually since before he even launched his campaign. I'm the one who broke the story that he would be running for governor. And so, I spoke to his campaign manager over the weekend, and, you know, he seemed excited about this ride along. We picked the day. It was going to be today. We laid out an itinerary. And then at the very last minute, he sort of threw a curveball at me, and he said, "Now I need you to bring along a male colleague." And, I said, I think I'm going to have to take this request to my editor, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to do it. And, you know, my editor and I talked it over, and we just, you know, we decided the request was pretty sexist and that we wouldn't comply. So I went back to him, and they drew a line, and they didn't want to cross it, and, you know, we didn't either. So the story fell apart.
I'm wondering, when they first told you this, what was going through your mind? Were you like, "I'm sorry, what? Did I hear you right?"
Yeah, that is exactly right. I mean, at first I couldn't quite understand why they wanted a male colleague. I was like, oh, they must want like double coverage or something. I mean, truly, it was such a weird request. It did not occur to me until probably a couple of minutes of talking to him that he needed a chaperone because I, you know, could be seen as someone that he was having an extramarital relationship with. I mean, it was so far-fetched. You know, I've certainly in my professional career never had a request like that.
Is that the concern from their end, as they tell you they're worried about the optics, a possible smear campaign where somebody, you know, is following the candidate around and the two of you are caught on video and wham, there it is?
Yeah, I mean, that is sort of the first story that I heard from them. And they're playing it sort of two ways now. There's one, there's the optics. You know, his campaign director told me on the phone 2 days ago, perception is everything. But they're also now playing this other card, which is this is something he is doing for his wife and his marriage. You know, it's not just about optics, but it's about, you know, a male, you know, a good husband wouldn't be alone with a female. You know, it's not good for his marriage. And, whew, you know, there's a lot of sexism to unpack there, I think.
Journalists don't like to insert themselves into the story. We don't like to be the story. But I wonder, do you take this personally, not only as a journalist, but also as a woman?
Yes, of course. You know, I think personally is perhaps, I can't say I take it personally as much as it just, it does offend me as a woman. You know, when this happened, as I said, I've never really had a request like this before, but it's not the first time. You know, I've been covering politics in Mississippi for 3.5 years. It's certainly not the first time I've been treated differently from my male colleagues. You know, whether it's if I break a story, you know, people who are upset about the story call my male colleagues to complain. You know, it's a legislator passing me in the hallway and putting his hand around my waist. You know, it's little things like this. I am used to being seen differently by many of the people I interview, you know, differently from my male colleagues. And so this was certainly a shock when this happened, but it wasn't surprising.
What has this done to Mississippi Today's coverage of Representative foster? Has it made your job more difficult? Where does it go from here?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, we did a follow-up story yesterday, and it certainly sort of spun the way the coverage is. There's a little bit of, the tail wagging the dog, but, you know, you have this, I think it would be wrong at this point to step away from the coverage of the story. You know, we've got to keep on this. Like, our job, the whole reason I wrote this in the first place was, you know, first I wanted to let readers know why this one candidate, this legitimate gubernatorial candidate, wouldn't get the same coverage that his two opponents got. But I also, you know, it's revealing about this candidate. He took a stand. He said he's not comfortable with this dynamic. You know, voters and our readers, they need to know that. So, you know, we're going to keep on this story. We're going to keep covering it. We're going to keep seeing how it evolves. And I plan to be very closely involved.
What a fascinating story. Larison Campbell at Mississippi Today, joining us today from Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.